You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95 BFM Breakfast.
Morena Latia.
Morena Rachel.
How are you?
Good. Well, speaking of unhinged, not me, but what we're about to talk about.
We have just been having a different unhinged conversation off air, and now we're talking about bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
Bottoms. What is bottoms? God, bottoms. We're all children. What is Bottoms?
Bottoms is the new film from Emma Seligman, director and co-writer with the amazing Rachel Sennett, who I think people, she's kind of the...
She's the indie it girl of the moment. Yeah, she really is.
She's the moment. I think what they were calling Rachel and Emma, like our generation's Robert De Niro, Martin Scorsese.
Fabulous. Yes, I love it. In a sort of gayer and more campy way, perhaps. That makes sense.
Yeah, no, they're great.
So what is Bottoms all about? I mean, I've definitely seen it doing the rounds on the internet, but what's the story?
Well, it is the new queer teen comedy movie. It is about two, as described, two untalented, horny gay girls.
Nice.
Josie and PJ, played by Rachel and Aya Edebiri. So again, the two girls of the moment, and they start a fight club at their school basically to get girls and to sleep with girls, but it ends up becoming, you know, the kind of woman empowerment, but in a very absurd, comical, very hectic way.
So it's a teen comedy, but is it a teen audience type of a film? What is the like target audience for this movie?
I would say it's definite. It is kind of teen and older. Like it's probably like 15, 16 and above. It does riff off a lot of the kind of horny teen comedies of like American Pie, Mean Girls. And then you've got the Fight Club element in it, all of that. But it is very contemporary, but it's also kind of timeless at the same time. It's also very absurd. Like the school is run kind of by this hyper horny masculine football team, and there's like someone in a cage. Marshawn Lynch plays the teacher.
Wow.
It's like very, there's a lot of, it's kind of out of this world. It's kind of hyper real, but it works when you watch it. You just have to watch it.
Okay.
It's movie of the year for me.
Oh, wow. Really? And we're in December, so that's a confident one.
It is for me. This is the film of the year.
That's a big
film of the year.
Okay, that's a big call. What has put it in that category for you, Latia?
The writing. It's so good. It's so funny. I mean, I'm not even going to try and repeat the jokes because it's coming from me, it's not going to make sense. But Rachel and Emma, I don't know if everyone should go and watch Emma's first film, Shiver Baby, which came out, I think, in 2021, 2022. Amazing. Very sharp, very witty. It's just great dialogue. And also just seeing girls kind of be messy and horny and kind of gross, but the feminine urge to start a fight club, which is what I love. And they're just kind of violent and brutal and primal. And then it wraps up in a really nice but kind of violent and bloody way, which is great. It's so hectic and chaotic. I think it's just a great movie and it's going to be a classic and I love it. I love them.
So we have seen quite a lot in the last maybe like 7 years of films that are taking those 2000s sort of teen and horror as well seems to do it quite a lot.
Yes.
Where there was a lot of misogyny, whether it was like sort of trying to be winking or it was just straight up really sexist.
Yeah.
Or there's a lot of like corniness and crassness and it's recontextualizing it in a kind of queer space or maybe in a like femme space as well. Mm. This seems like I've seen a lot of people saying this is maybe the best of that bunch of films that we've seen, maybe the apex of where that conversation's been heading.
Yes, I think that is a perfect way to describe it because it does refer to all, kind of the misogyny, the patriarchy, and what's been missing from a lot of those earlier films like Superbad. I mean, they were of their time.
Totally.
And then you watch them now and you're like, oh,
not all the jokes hit.
Yeah,
no.
It's not quite landing, but I think that takes that. But the writing from Rachel and Emma is so smart and it's so witty that there's some bits where you're like, whoa, that is not politically correct, but it just works in this world.
Yes.
And Io and Rachel are such fantastic comic actors and really good physical actors. Like their physical comedy is amazing and their chemistry is amazing and they're both very beautiful, but I just love the two untalented, ugly gays that they're described as by the principal in the film as well.
Oh yeah. My God. Yeah, this is definitely sort of reminding me of Mean Girls. It feels interesting that this is coming out at the same time that there is like a Mean Girls musical also being massively marketed.
Yes.
Which I'm not sure that anyone asked for. We've already talked about this last week, but it is a weird thing that there's this callback to the 2000s happening in film culture as well. Not all of it's kind of hitting the nail, I feel.
No, I'm trying to think of something that's come out recently that's done it well, and nothing's coming to mind. I mean, there's been this whole resurgence of like Y2K and like fashion, and
totally,
and a lot of it's just sort of imitation and it just looks like a kind of cheap ripoff of that time. But this one I think is referential enough, but it exists in its own sort of absurd world where it could be 2023, it could be 2007, it could be 2040. It's sort of of its own kind of weird intersecting timelines. And it's got like Kaya Gerber in it, who plays Josie's love interest. And it's got familiar kind of Gen Z millennial faces, which I think will attract that audience. But it's also got, it's very smart at its core. It's a very intelligent film, I think, in what it's trying to do. But also, I was listening to Emma talk about it, and she was just like, it is just about two girls that want to have sex. They want to have sex with other girls.
And they are starting a fight club to make it happen.
Yeah, and that's their motivation. And we don't need to necessarily make it some big sort of metaphor for anything else.
Totally. It is just a sort of silly film that is having fun.
Yeah.
And there is genuinely not enough of that coming from writers like that. Getting a chance. I mean, Shiver Baby was so successful, I can see why this has been given a chance to live as a film. And as you say, having so many, I mean, it kids of the moment in the film, really, probably from a marketing perspective, is like two thumbs up. But being able to kind of back it up by being a great film doesn't always happen. So
no, it's amazing because it is a studio film, and Emma's first film, Shiver Baby, it was like a $100,000 indie made, straight out of NYU. So, it's right out of college for her. So it's just amazing how she's got this sort of bigger budget film, still a studio film, but original IP and very original jokes, and created this world. And also, I noticed in the credits, she had a lot of women as her heads of department.
Hell,
and
it
was really important to her. So yeah, I like that, original storytelling and original IP, and it's kind of this glut of just remakes and everything is really cool. Really, really cool to see. Just
absolutely.
So funny. So I was just like howling with laughter in my room when I saw it, that it was available to watch. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to watch this right
immediately.
Now.
Immediately. Yeah.
Immediately hit play.
So where can we find it? What are we talking about?
Bottoms. It's on Amazon Prime.
God, we are children every time we say it.
Buttons. Yeah. So great.
Amazon Prime right now. You can watch it anytime.
Yeah, watch. I don't know if it's getting a New Zealand cinema release. It might be.
Would you go back and watch it in the cinema?
100%. It should be like a little night with everyone. It would be amazing.
That sounds fun as well. I'll join you. That sounds like a great time. Thank you very much, Latia.
Thank you.
Have a lovely weekend, and we'll see you next week.
See you.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.